Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone, to Higher Ground Financial Group. I'm Raz, and this is Daniel. He's a tax attorney. Hello. And we're going to talk today, right now, about life insurance. And even though this is more of a retirement planning show, life insurance, how does that fit into retirement planning? Especially, I mean, now that you're old, and I'm not saying old and decrepit, but I'm talking, you're not 20 or 30 years old where life insurance is very cheap. You're 60 or 65. Is life insurance even make sense?
Well, I mean, your term life insurance expired. I mean, why do you need it anymore? You got enough money to live on. There's no purpose of having life insurance.
And it's so expensive now, right? Because if you're 60 years old, it's not as cheap as it was when you're 20.
Well, it really depends on the situation. Again, we're fiduciaries. So when you meet with us, we give you fiduciary advice on whether it would be best for you. But life insurance is a tool, just like anything else. So any type of financial instrument is good for certain people. It may not be good for you, but it is good for certain people. And there are a number of situations in which life insurance can be very useful to keep during retirement. So normally, when you buy life insurance, you buy it because you're trying to replace something that will be lost financially if you die.
That's reason number one. Right. So that's initially what people buy life insurance for, is to replace your income or pay off certain debts at the death of somebody that is supplying those needs.
So if you have young kids, then you have life insurance to replace your income to make sure your kids can still eat, they can still go to college, those things that you wanted to provide for them. But once your kids are grown out of the house, you have an asset that you're living on. Now you're living on your investments and your savings. If you pass away, there's a lot of emotional struggle that your family's going to go through, but there's not as much, big of a financial loss if you have enough assets that they're living on anyway, so your spouse can continue with those same assets.
So one way to figure that out is human life value is the calculation they use. They take a look at what your salary is, what your income is, and base it on the number of years left that you have to work. So if you're 30 years old and you're making $100,000 a year, well, you've got another 30 years before you retire.
So you need at least $3 million of life insurance in that case.
Right. So, and as you get closer to retirement, you need less. And again, that's for only for reason number one. So there are multiple reasons for life insurance. Reason number one is just to provide an income or pay off expenses if the primary breadwinner passes away. That's only one reason. What another reason?
So other reasons will be for estate planning purposes. So life insurance is one of, if not the most efficient, tax-free way to leave a legacy to your beneficiaries. And in order to use it for the death benefit and actually plan to have it as inheritance, then it has to be something that's permanent, not term life insurance, because term is going to expire. The reason that you have term life insurance when you're young is because it's very cheap and because you're hoping that you never need it, so you want to pay as little as possible, because using that life insurance would not be your first choice. However, if you want it to be a legacy plan, then it has to be permanent life insurance of some kind in order for that to be there, because permanent life insurance will be there no matter when you die. Even if you die at 80 or 90 or 100 or 120, it's still going to be there if it's set up properly.
So basically, the idea is that your life insurance does not expire before you expire. And the only way to guarantee that is to have a permanent life insurance. And permanent life insurance is going to be more expensive than term because of the very nature that it's there forever, and that the insurance company knows they're going to have to pay out a claim no matter when it is. They're going to have to pay. It's not going to expire.
But I heard, Raz, you should just, you know, buy term and invest the rest. Invest the difference. You don't need permanent insurance. That's too expensive.
And that may be an option. It just depends on your situation, whether that makes sense or not. But there are different reasons why. And so, again, when you're young and if you really want to, you know, build a nest egg and you're really not thinking about permanent life insurance, then, yeah, go ahead and invest in different places. But I would argue that if you can do both, it definitely would make sense, because permanent life insurance, not only is it great to transfer wealth whenever you pass away, it also is a great way to accumulate cash.
Yes. So you can access that tax-free, which is one of the very few places. In fact, before Roth, was even in existence. They had permanent life insurance. That was the main area to have tax-free wealth. In fact, Roth conversions that we talk a lot about on the show about Roth conversions for tax purposes, and that was not allowed until 2010. So prior to that, most of the wealthy used life insurance to minimize their tax exposure. And how does that work? Well, if you put money into a permanent life insurance, again, it has to be properly structured because you want the opposite thing. Instead of paying as little as possible for life insurance, you actually want to pay as much as you possibly can, and for as little death benefit as possible.
And you figure that out by using the IRS formulas because the IRS, of course, if it's really good for you, they're going to put limitations on it, right? So they put limitations on how much you can put in, and there's a formula. So you want to maximize that formula.
And so if you can max out a permanent life insurance policy, then that it grows an accessible cash value. And the cash value is basically part of your death benefit that they allow you to use while you're still alive. Because the insurance company figures you're going to have this for your entire life. It's guaranteed. So you might as well be allowed to use some of the death benefit while you're alive. So whatever they've put aside in reserves for your policy, you could have that as cash value. And when you access cash value properly, you do not pay taxes on it. So it's one of the very few places that you can get tax-free income or tax-free access to capital while you're younger. And especially if you're under 59 and a half, there's really no choice to access your Roth. You could access maybe your contributions if you've had it for a number of years, but the life insurance has far fewer restrictions on it and less reporting requirements.
Basically, Daniel, what you're saying is a lot more flexibility and you're much more in control because you're not giving up that control of the government. Because the government has restrictions on any other money that you have, except life insurance is a protected asset. It's protected by IRS Rule 7702 that allows a lot of different things to happen that otherwise cannot happen.
Yes. So when you contribute and maximize a permanent life insurance policy, again, if it's properly structured, most life insurance is not structured in the way that would allow this. But if you have it set up properly, then you'll be able to access that cash value tax-free. Not right away, usually after a few years of contributions, but eventually you can access what you've put in, maybe even more, some good growth. But one of the main benefits still is going to be that permanent death benefit. So if you don't have any need at all for permanent death benefit, then it may not be for you. But a lot of our clients do want to leave a legacy. And let's say you're approaching retirement age and you have, let's say, $2 million saved and you want to leave this to your kids. So you have two choices. You can just put it someplace that earns interest and just live off the interest, and hopefully it earns enough interest to cover your lifestyle, and then the balance could go to the kids. Or you could set aside, take some of it and put it into a life insurance policy that will go to your kids, and you could have a couple million dollars of death benefit, and then you could spend all of your IRAs on your own lifestyle all the way down to zero, and you don't have to worry about that because the kids will still get that life insurance policy that's tax-free at death. And that is a very efficient way and stress-free way to leave a big legacy to kids and not worry about, am I going to spend their inheritance by if I need too much, for lifestyle and retirement. And a lot of our clients have been concerned that I don't want to spend too much because I want to make sure my kids have a good legacy. So that will be a very good strategy in that case.
Yeah, so it's not a simple decision. I mean, it has some complications in it. You got to make sure that you take into consideration all the other assets you have, how many kids you have, when they're going to inherit, and all those type of things. But life insurance can be an extremely well-structured product that is the most efficient way to leave money to the children and legacy. But besides leaving money to the kids, it really can free up your assets to be able to use them when you want. In fact, there are other names for life insurance in this type of concept. There's infinite banking. There's banking on yourself. There's TEFRA, tax-free retirement account. All those things are marketing terms, really meaning the same thing, to create cash value and have the ability to use that cash value without restrictions and without taxes, if structured properly.
Yes. And it is a long-term type of investment. It's not, or not really an investment, but it's a long-term type of savings plan to prepare in permanent life insurance. It's not something that you can take money out right away. We've had some people ask, hey, I've heard, life insurance is great. I can borrow against the death benefit. So if I have a $1 million policy and I make one payment of $1,000, then tomorrow I can take out $100,000 out of my $1 million. That's not possible. Okay. That will be like magic. That's not exactly how life insurance works. It takes time to build up cash value. But if you do pass away, then that whole death benefit is available immediately. It just takes a while for the cash value to accumulate. Usually anywhere from 5 to 10 years after you've had the policy, you can start taking a good amount of money out if needed. And it's meant to be for emergencies, but it's also a very good opportunity to use that as a volatility buffer. Because if you retire and you have a couple million dollars in the market, but you also have, let's say, $500,000 of cash value in your life insurance, that is generally, depending on the company, but is usually guaranteed not to ever decrease based on a market crash. And so that means when the market does crash and you want to leave that market asset alone and not take money out of it for retirement that year, you can take money out of the life insurance and you don't have to worry about selling at a loss on your investments. You have enough and it's tax-free for the life insurance. So you do not have to worry about adding to your tax burden either. And many of our clients like that. In fact, we were talking to a client just the other day who was very pleased. He needed an extra $50,000 and he didn't want to go into a higher bracket that year in retirement. So he took it out of his life insurance policy and it did not affect him. So again, make an appointment with us and we'll be happy to teach you and help you learn as a fiduciary what we recommend for you specifically and what is the best method to reduce your risk, fees, and taxes in retirement. And you go to our website at riskfeestaxes.com and to learn more, then you can schedule a free Zoom call with us and we'll talk to you about life insurance and other things.
And if you're not sure what kind of life insurance is good for you, that's a good place to start. Or if you're not sure what kind of life insurance you have, again, we can review that information as fiduciary. We really try to find out what it is that is in your best interest and give you information regarding that so you can make better decisions based on your situation. And so it is not for everybody, but you know, being 65 or 68 or 70 may not be too late to have a life insurance policy. It just depends on what is the purpose of that money.
Yeah, you might think, well, it's really expensive. I'm going to pay, you know, $10,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 a year for life insurance. Why would I ever do that? Well, if the death benefit is two or three times that or four times that and is tax-free, then it still has a value, good leveraged value for kids. And if you happen to be of a net worth that you're going to be paying estate taxes, and in a couple of years, that's going to be probably $6 billion or more, then you may want to use life insurance to set aside in a special type of trust that will reduce your estate taxes. And a lot of our clients do that as well. So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to share with you fiduciary advice on what's best for you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.